USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Approaching the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, President Biden is once again pledging U.S. support.
I can proudly say that our support for Ukraine remains unwavering.
Speaking in Warsaw, Poland, the president called out Russia's brutality against the Ukrainian people, accusing troops of being mercenaries and committing crimes against humanity. Russian President Vladimir Putin said he will not change his strategy in Ukraine.
I would like to repeat, they started the war, and we used the force in order to stop it.
In his State of the Nation address, Putin said Russia is a victim of Western double dealing, and it's Russia, not Ukraine, that is fighting for its very existence. He says his country will not participate in the last remaining arms control pact with the United States. Wall Street down sharply at the closing bell, the last batch of retail earnings causing stocks to tumble as they renewed concerns about the economy. The Dow dropped 697 points, the S&P 500 off 82, the Nasdaq fell 295. Even with the slowing in illegal border crossings in January, the governor of Texas says another surge is coming.
We have information about people who are in Central America right now making their way toward the border.
Governor Greg Abbott has a message for those heading toward the border.
If you're coming toward the United States of America and you are thinking about making your border crossing in the state of Texas, you're picking the wrong state.
Last year, illegal immigration hit a high, and Abbott blames the Biden administration for rescinding many of the Trump-era policies. SpaceX is preparing for a launch that will send four people to the International Space Station, the Crew 6 mission set to blast off early Sunday morning from Cape Canaveral. On board will be two NASA astronauts, a Russian cosmonaut, and a long-duration astronaut from the United Arab Emirates. They will spend 6 months on the International Space Station. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
A congressional delegation has traveled to Ukraine, where they met with President Zelensky. The delegation, led by Republican Mike McCaul, who says we should be doing more for Ukraine.
The plan right now from the administration is just enough to bleed through the winter and spring, but not enough for victory. We need to give them enough for victory.
McCaul, the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, praised Zelensky, saying he's beaten the odds in a battle few thought he could sustain. The GOP trip comes just a day after President Biden's surprise trip to the Ukraine. Winter weather watches and warnings spreading across the country as a powerful winter storm prepares to bear down on millions of Americans. The weather issues stretch from the West Coast to the Midwest, with warnings posted in Washington, Oregon, California, Utah, and Arizona. There are blizzard warnings in much of South Dakota and southern Minnesota, with Minneapolis and St. Paul expected to take the brunt of the storm. Up to 2 feet of snow could fall through Thursday evening. Consumers are willing to pay subscription fees for streaming services, satellite radio, pet food, and even some shopping sites. Now many chain restaurants are betting that they'll do the same for their favorite meals. Chains like P.F. Chang's and Panera are experimenting with a subscription model as a way to ensure a steady stream of revenue and customers. Under the monthly fee-based model, some restaurants will offer unlimited drinks or free delivery. Others will bring out your favorite appetizer each time you visit. And a springtime dessert treat is back for a limited time. McDonald's rolling out the Minty Shamrock Shake nationwide, but only while supplies last. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.